Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jet Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KR&R Judge's Report for the Christmas week of December 25th, 2023. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report, brought to you by our local community radio station, KR&R, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial, and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening anytime via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. I hope that everyone had a Merry Christmas. As for myself, Amy and I, and our two kids, along with her parents, we're all together. We had a great time relaxing, eating, watching football games, and most importantly, visiting with the family and being thankful for our blessings. As 2023 comes to an end, this will be my last radio broadcast for the year. It has been a pleasure working with Mr. Alan Brown, who is owner and producer of KR&R Radio. I look forward to many more years working with him and this station. Recapping 2023, I want to note some of the many accomplishments that our Commissioner's Court provided to the citizens of Mills County. First off, we built a new EMS building for Hamilton EMS, mainly with the ARPA funds, also known as the COVID relief funds. This building will serve the needs of Mills County for the next 100 years. This building provides sleeping quarters for all the EMS personnel along with their equipment, and can also provide drive-through care in case of another pandemic. Our contract with Hamilton EMS has been approved for another 4 years. Hamilton EMS has and will continue to provide outstanding service for all our Mills County citizens. With our growing population, the number of service calls continues to increase throughout our county. During the budget process this summer, our Commissioner's Court approved an increase in road base material and equipment so that they can all take care of all the county roads throughout Mills County. Their dedication to maintaining and improve our county roads is always one of their top priorities. Our county has approximately 450 miles of dirt roads. Our commissioners this year have also started using asphalt millings that we get from TxDOT to help with some of our more heavily traveled county roads. In 2024, more of our roads will benefit from this process as our commissioners continue to take care of our road system throughout the county. Mills County has a beautiful courthouse that we take pride in maintaining. Several items that were addressed during 2023 dealt with replacing the old plastic vinyl blinds, which were deteriorating, with new wood blinds throughout the county courthouse. The new wood blinds are more attractive and help with keeping the intense heat out during the summer months. Another item was replacing the wood doors at each entrance. The previous doors had developed wood rot at the bottom of each door due to the type of kick plate that had been installed years ago that allowed water to seep in. With proper maintenance, our new doors should last many, many years. In 2023, we welcomed our new interim sheriff. Mr. Tony Poole has been a reserve deputy for Mills County for approximately 2 years. Tony is a retired Border Patrol agent and has done an excellent job being our new sheriff for Mills County. It has been a pleasure for me working with Sheriff Poole. Also, in the March primary election in 2024, we will have 5 excellent candidates signed up to run for sheriff. With the end of 2023, my first full year as county judge is coming to an end. I want to say what a pleasure it has been serving all the folks of Mills County. My door is always open for any visitors or citizens who may need help or have questions about the operations of Mills County. For 2024, I want to continue to pledge to run Mills County as efficiently as we can. I look forward to working with all our commissioners in handling all the business of Mills County. And most importantly, everyone have a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. This is Jet Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m., or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report.